the cart and the mouse, friends with one another. A cart met in with a mouse, and he get on and on at sick length about his respect and friendly feeling for her. It in the hinterine, he fleeced her into coming to bide with him and set up house with him, and cart said, "But we man get met for a winter, can we'll starve to death, and onlywise a wee moosey like you canna ging out, cause in a these days he might be catched in a grin." He baith teen on his squeeze words and coughed a wee crock o' creesh, but he didna ken far to pit it. In the hinterine, after money collogues, cart said, "I canna think on a mere sicker pet for by a kirk. Neen would dare to go anything for the air. We'll put it a blow a table of sacrament, and we winna touch it athout we hae need o't." The wee crock was fordled, but it wasna lang afore the cart had a notion for a creesh, and said to the moose, "It's been in my mind to tell the ass moose, a littling, a wee loon come hame to my cousin, fight wi' broon smads, and his spirit can all hud him up at the christening. Fit about me hen a day off, and he talk about the hoose yoursel." And Moose answered, "Fairly art a wa for ony sake, and gin ye hae onything fine tasted to it, think on me, I've a notion for a drappy o' the undoose reed sacrament wine." Nina, what the cart said was the truth. He didna hae a cousin, and he wasna spirit to hud up a bairn. He get strach to the kirk, creep it up to the crock, and yoke it into the creesh, lerbin and lerbin or the tap was off. Syne he stravagged o'er the reefs of the city and thought o' other dunts and ploys. After a while, he streaked his sail out in the sun and dexted his fuskers for never he thought o' the wee crock o' creesh. He didna ging back hame or gloamin. And Moose said, "Ye're back hame, and I's warrant he had a wonderful day." And Cart answered, "Och, it wasna bad." Syne Moose speared, "What name did ye gie the bairn?" And Cart answered, sleekit like, "Top Off." "That's an awfu' queer name. Is that family name?" "What about it?" said the cart. "It's nane war as Muddly Reaver in your family." Now, nae long after, Cart had another strong notion for a creesh and said to Moose, "You'll have to do me another guid turn and talk about the house ince mair your lean. I've to hud up another bairn and kiss his loons as a fight right ring roon his neck. I canna very weel say nay." Moose a rach guid soul gid in wi' him, and the cart gid skulkin' a hinna city wa' till the kirk and slurped half the crock o' creesh. "There's nothing as fine tasted as fit ye eat by yoursel." 13 on with the day's dark he was, and fin he gied hame Moose speared, "What name did he gie the bairn?" "Half a wa," answered Cart. "Half a wa? Never dinna tell me. I've never heard a siccan name in all my born days. I's warrant it's nae ony later names." In nae time of a, Cart's moo begoot to slaver again for another fine tasty. "Ah, guid things come in threes," he said to Moose. "I've to hud up another bairn. Essene is black, a' o'er wi' fight feet, and a side art, there's nae a fight hair on his corp. And that comes about een silky few years. You'll let me gang, won't you?" "Top Off, half a way," said Moose. "Half a queer names. I'm starting to wonder about them." And Cart answered, "See here. You sit at hame day after day in your grey oosy quite and long tail, your haverin' your losin'. That's cause you dinna ging out of firth in fair daylight." And after Cart gied awa', Moose redded up a hoose and put in an order for messages. And as time, Cart, gutsy creature, finished a creesh in the crock and thoughtly sail. "Noch but fin Athens hour can he start to slacken the theets, hud doon the dees." Necht was weel for it fin Cart, stoot and stappit foo one hame, and at eens Moose speared fit name he had gin the bairn. Cart said, "He wunna like ass name either, it's Ardeen." Moose was dumbfounded. Ah, Dean, oh, ah, the names I hae maist doot o, it's a hinnerin. I've never seen it written down. Ah, Dean, fits at when it's at him. And she shackit her head, rowed herself into a bar, and sleepit sooned. After that, nobody saw Cat to hud up a bairn. And when winter came and there was nothing mair to squeenge out by, Moose minded on the crock o' creesh and said, "Come on, Cat, will I wattle the crock o' creesh we put by, all sick and fine tasty?" And Cat said, "Aye, I'll seen fin out as fine tasty as sticking your dainty tongue out the window." And they got rodded together, and when they went to the kirk, ere a blow the sacrament table was a crock team. And Moose cried out, "I ken no if it's happened. I see it as well as your neb and your face. Fine friend ye are. Ye ate aye the creesh when you was hudding up a bairns. First was tap off, sign half why, sign." "Ye'd best hud your wish," said Cat. "Another word out of you and you're a goner as well." It was in the tip of Moose's tongue, Ardeen, and nae sooner had she said it, when Cat loupit on her, let glamach at her, and gluffed her. Well, Anne, that's the way things are in this world.